On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 22 degrees, Pretoria 23, and eMalahleni 24 degrees. The ANC is convening a special meeting of its National Executive Committee from today until Monday at the Birchwood Hotel in Johannesburg. The NEC will deliberate on the economy, governance and service delivery and finalise guidelines for the upcoming local government elections. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party aims to rebuild its fortunes by selecting qualified candidates and focusing on key issues of economic development.
These discussions are central to strengthening organisational renewal, ensuring integrity and accountability in candidates' selection and sharpening the ANC's response to the pressing economic challenges facing our people.
Action SA will reveal the party's mayoral candidate for the city of Ekurhuleni, Gauteng, today, ahead of the 2026 local government elections. In a recent visit to the city, leader Herman Mashaba highlighted concerns over crime, corruption and failing basic services. He said the candidate will tackle lawlessness and restore services. He emphasized that Ekurhuleni needs a leader who will reclaim the city from criminals and create the conditions for growth and jobs. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi will appear before Parliament's ad hoc committee next Tuesday and Wednesday to address allegations of criminal infiltration in the justice system. Evidence will be led by Senior Counsel Norman Arendse, who confirmed Mkhwanazi's statement has been finalised. Arendse confirmed the team is working around the clock to ensure the statement is ready.
In relation to the Mkhwanazi statement, it has now been finalised. I just want to assure the honourable members that we are stretched. We are working to more than full capacity. It's not an easy exercise having to wade through a lot of information.
KwaZulu-Natal Premier Tami Ntuli has expressed concern over the nearly 7 million rand spent on ongoing corruption investigations in the Departments of Transport and Public Works. Ntuli has sought the Special Investigating Unit's assistance to probe other corruption allegations in various departments. He announced plans to suspend Transport Head of Department Siboniso Mbele over a 672 million rand tender pending his return from sick leave, stressing accountability.
I received a report with a recommendation of a suspension to the HOD for failing to act on the irregularities that were unveiled by the Auditor General.
And finally, pop star Taylor Swift quickly set several streaming records yesterday with her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, that had fans analysing every word. Critical opinion of Showgirl ranged from glowing to unimpressed, but fans flocked to music platforms to hear the 12 tracks, breaking streaming records on Spotify, Apple Music and Amazon Music. On Spotify and Apple Music, the album became the most streamed in one day for this year, and on Amazon Music it broke an all-time record, surpassing a previous Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen and back with your next news bulletin at 11.
To good station.
Jacaranda.
Jacaranda FM.
This week's Jacaranda Top 40 with Danny Painter is powered by Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay every day, live on Saturdays.
It is powered by Pick and Pay. Hello, good morning and welcome. Listen, I was listening to Lucky Duplessis earlier about the prenups. Now, I'm nowhere near signing a prenup, but I got to tell you, getting paid $11 million to be sober for 16 years. Sign me up. Where do I sign? Yes, please and thank you. I don't know. Anyway, it is a Saturday, so you don't have to say no. And I do have music on the way for you that I think you're going to dig. It is all of the music that you have chosen actively. This is your time.